T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eric Name about to join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. That's what he says. He says, I'm not going to talk about it. We'll move on from there. So you would like the story to be over, but that's not how it's going to work. There's going to be questions that he's going to get from outside media, from national media. There's this article that popped up today on the Journal Sentinel that said that Giannis told some lady at Harvard for a case study that if the Bucks underperform, signing next year is going to be difficult. There's going to be a lot of these kind of things that happen. We'll talk about that and much more with Eric Name, Eric underscore Name on Twitter. You can find him. Eric, welcome back. I miss you. Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Fellas, I miss you as well. Happy to be back.
Eric, this
Coach Names.
Coach Name, yes.
Namesy.
Last time we left Eric Name, and we were game six of the Eastern Conference Finals in Toronto, walking out of that place. Yeah, that was a brutal night. But Eric, off the top, let's get this Giannis thing. We're going to talk about the team too. But how much did you read into this piece that was in the Journal Sentinel regarding the Harvard law professor?
Yeah, I mean, I did everything I could since I saw this story drop to get my Maryville University ID back so I could read into this academic study. I've failed in that regard for the last hour, but, you know, these poll quotes about, wow, Giannis wants to play for a winning team, it is shocking stuff. And honestly, it's made me think I should go back and get my doctorate and write about whether or not professional athletes are motivated to win games. Like, I think that's something I need to do now because, you know, apparently there's a market for that type of research. Like, I should go back and do that. What do you guys think? I should go back into academia, or what do you guys think?
No, that's a waste of time.
Okay. That's
a waste did you of have time. A senior paper, Eric, real quick aside?
Did I have a senior paper?
Yeah, like a senior thesis?
Well, I have a master's degree, so I have, like, a real thesis.
On what?
The use of advanced statistics in Major League Baseball broadcasts.
Oh.
You can look it up. It's pretty impressive.
I have a master's degree. Because I wanted to tell you that my senior thesis was on the masculine and feminine qualities of the Jack Bauer character from the show 24.
Wow.
I got an A.
That's actually pretty interesting.
Thank you. It's not online.
Well done.
Mine was on the Jackson 5. So, anyway.
I guess essentially, like Bart was mentioning here in the open, as you guys are introducing me again and bringing me back, you know, this is going to happen every week, every couple of weeks. Like, this is not going to go anywhere because, really, with this Bucks team, they're going to be really good this year. Like, I think that's pretty much undeniable. The only problem with them being really good is that it's not really all that exciting. Like, if the good team is good again, what's your story? What's your angle? What are you trying to figure out? And I mean, this is something I'm thinking about as someone who writes about the team. You know, what am I trying to figure out about this team? I think they're gonna be really good again. I would guess the preseason has proved that they're gonna be really good again. I would guess the first month of the season is gonna prove that they're gonna be really good again. So if you're an outside person, if you're not covering the team every day like me or like Matt Velasquez at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, you have to find ways in, and your way in is the best player in the league. But unfortunately, the best player in the league, in Giannis, isn't really all that exciting of a quote. He doesn't really go out and start drama or complain about winning MVPs or not winning MVPs. He just says that, you know, he wants to win. He likes Milwaukee. He likes being one of the best players in the league. He wants to improve. He wants to get better every day. Like, we've all heard these quotes before. So people are going to have to try to find ways to create something interesting about the Bucks for whatever shows that it is. And things like this are going to keep happening. Does anything really change, though? I don't think so. The Bucks can still offer him $252 million, the largest contract in NBA history next summer. The Bucks are still going to be one of the best teams in the league. Giannis is still going to want to play for a winning team. Like, all of those things, I don't really foresee changing at any point.
Did the Bucks get better in the offseason compared to when we last left them in Game 6? Are they a better team?
I think the roster is a little bit worse. I think there's the possibility that the team is just as good as it was last season. If some of their offseason additions, you look at Robin Lopez, you look at Wesley Matthews, you look at Kyle Korver. If some of those offseason additions hit right, you know, I think this team could be just as good. But I think what you're looking at is a team that doesn't have as much top-end talent as they did last year. And I know there's a lot of Bucks fans that are quick to poo-poo any discussion of Malcolm Brogdon when I bring him up, because these veterans can kind of fill the same role. But when you look at Malcolm Brogdon, you're looking at a player that's somewhere between the, I don't know, 70th and 100th best player in the NBA. Maybe he looks a little bit more like the 70th guy with the Bucks, and maybe he looks a little bit more like the 100th best guy with the Pacers. I don't know. But that is something that is difficult to replace. Wesley Matthews is not that good. Kyle Korver is not that good. And adding those guys together with Sterling Brown and Dante DiVincenzo isn't going to create a player as good as Malcolm Brogdon. So this team isn't as good, but I would also argue the Eastern Conference isn't as good. So I don't think there's any reason to think that anyone other than the Bucks should represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals going into this season. But that doesn't mean this team is better than they were last year. Yeah, and I understand that those two things might come into conflict as you try to square it up in your mind. But I don't think this team is as good, but I still think this team is the favorite in the East.
Talking with Eric Name. You can follow him on Twitter, Eric_Name. He joins us. He will join us Tuesdays throughout the season at 8:35, but we wanted to get him on here today. The Bucks. This quote from Giannis again, it was about, at least according to a Harvard professor, it was about if the Bucks underperform, then it might be a difficult decision. And that, I think, is the question of what underperforming will mean. I saw that you had written a great piece about it, that, well, what if you get to Game 7 of the Finals and you lose? Is that underperforming? What if you get to the Finals and you get swept? Is that underperforming? It seems like for this Bucks team to just perform at the level they should perform, they almost have to win the championship, Eric, to me.
I think it's a really tough spot, because with Giannis, we saw, and obviously I talked to you guys about this at the end of last season on some of my, you know, last appearances with you guys last year. You know, Giannis puts this stuff on himself. Like, he isn't someone who goes out and says, Eric Bledsoe wasn't any good, Chris Middleton wasn't any good in the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's why we lost. Like, you know, he's like, I should have made some more shots. I got to work on my jumper. I got to get better against double teams. So that's the part of all this I find really interesting when you're trying to say, or when we're trying to figure out what perform means or what underperform means or what expectations mean, because Giannis's expectations will always be that he's the best player in the world. His team should be the best in the world. Like, those are his expectations. So underperforming to him very well might be that anything less than a championship is underperforming. But I think realistically, if you look at it, that Clippers team looked pretty good last night, and they didn't have Paul George. So I think for me, underperforming would be not making the finals. If they don't make the finals, that's underperforming. But if you go to the finals and you lose to a Clippers team in six, is it underperforming? I don't know. I think I'd probably say that maybe that Clippers team is better than you. And I think the big thing that we're going to have to watch this year is kind of what Giannis does to take that next step, because I think it, in my mind, it kind of lines up that obviously injuries can happen, but it lines up that he's going to get a chance to vanquish all those demons that he may have of losing to Kawhi Leonard in the Eastern Conference Finals when he was with the Raptors last year, with the Clippers this year in the NBA Finals. Like, I think we're kind of looking towards those two teams, the Bucks in the East, the Clippers in the West, running into each other, and he's going to have a chance to vanquish all those things. And if they lose in the end and he isn't able to exercise those demons, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find him blaming anyone else other than himself. And if that's the case, is that something that's all of a sudden him going to be like, well, you know what, I'm just not good enough. I'm going to go somewhere else. I can't imagine anything more out of character for Giannis. That isn't how he is. He just is someone that thinks he can do it. So for me, I think, again, underperforming is not making the finals. But in the end, does Giannis really put that on anyone else other than himself? Probably not.
Did Giannis get better in the offseason with any part of his game? We know his free throw shooting had to improve, but you know, the great ones all work on a different part of their game in the offseason. Did Giannis?
I think Chris Middleton said something during me today that I think is pretty much accurate, is that you don't really realize how Giannis has gotten better until about, I think he said about a month or two in the season. Hmm. And then all of a sudden you look at it and you say, oh, wow, yeah, he's better at this or that. And I think why it's hard to diagnose specifically why he gets better or how he gets better immediately is because everything just kind of goes up in a solid progression. Like every year he gets better as a ball handler. Every year he gets better as a passer. Every year he improves as a shooter. Every year he improves his post game. Every year he improves defensively. Like every year he improves these things. And I mean, you can just go to the box score and look at his stat line each year. It is literally improved every single season he's been in the NBA. And I don't expect anything different this year. Now, am I a little bit concerned about his schedule over the summer? Yeah, I am. I think he had the shortest offseason he's ever had. I think he had the busiest offseason he's ever had with all the stuff that he had to do with Nike, with his signature shoe, the Zoom Free coming out. So I think all of those things are concerns, but I would be shocked if he isn't better this year than he was last year. Now, if you're asking me specifically, is his jump shot 3 percentage points better from the three-point line? I can't answer that question. Is it this much better from mid-range? I don't know. Is he going to be a 5% better free throw shooter? I can't say that either. But the trend for his entire career has been he is better. So I'm going to go with the safe money and say he's better.
Are we going to see more load management games out of him where he's just sitting? You know, a random Monday night game that Giannis is going to take a night off. Are we going to see more of that this year?
I've kind of thought that would be the case this entire offseason. But I guess maybe it was just being away from Giannis that made me think that. Because, you know, once you get to talk to him again, he's just as focused. He's just as, I mean, I've used the phrase a Kobe-level lunatic for a long time with Giannis. He's still that guy. Like, he still wants to go out there. He can't help himself in the preseason from trying to do chase down blocks and dunking on everyone. Like, he can't help himself from that. So I've wanted to say yes to that question, that he's going to do more load management and he's going to play fewer games this year. But, I mean, when you look back last year, he played 72 games. So he did end up sitting out 10 games. I'm not sure that number goes all that much lower. I don't know if it goes all the way down to 15, just because it's really hard to keep that dude out. Like he does not like getting rested. And that isn't maybe typical of the normal superstar. Like you look at a guy like Kawhi who sat out 20 games last year. I think it'd be really hard to make Giannis sit out 20 games. So I think maybe a little bit, but I don't know if it goes much more than 10 like it did last year.
We'll see what happens on Thursday night. A couple of games before we talk again. Tuesday's 8:35. You can catch Eric Name right here on Chuck and Winkler. Follow him, Eric_Name, NEHM. Eric, good to have you back on. We will talk to you again next week, my man.
Thanks, Namesy.
Fellas, I've missed you. I love you. I'll talk to you next week.
I love you, too.
I love you, Names.
All right, bye.
Namesy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.